I don't know who actually started it, but I know we had a meeting, and I know Eric Dyer was interested in forming a group, and word gets about, and we had a meeting down at Western Sports Club. There were several people turned up, what probably went on the notice board in those days. Anyone interested, contact. We started from there, basically. We had to vote someone who was going to be chairman, someone who was going to be president, someone who was going to, you know, who's who, but nobody knew what their talents were. So it's quite interesting, really. The only thing we could do was to pick a play or a pantomime, then ask for volunteers who wanted to take parts, which parts they wanted to have. And they all went for those parts and tried to get together the best we could at the time. And then learn your lines and do rehearsals and see how we get on. You had the wood mill making bits for us for staging and things like that, scenery. It was just hectic time, really trying to get things going. But it worked out all right.
What was the first pantomime?
Beauty and the Beast was the first one we did.
Down at the Westland Sports and Social Club.
Westland Sports and Social Club, yes. Had to change in the snooker room and sneak out through the back and try and put the makeup on in the skittle alley and slide through and go walk around the back so nobody saw how you got on stage.
Do you get a good audience for this then?
Yes, we have very good audience. We usually had three nights, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Probably about 100, maybe 120 at each performance. And it grew and it grew and they started doing plays and things like that. Well, they've done a couple of plays, shall we say.
Did you have a part in the pantomime yourself or were you the stage manager or something like that?
No, I was always the pantomime dame. It's my favourite bit. Yes, I enjoyed being the dame, I must admit. You centre stage all the time in the limelight. I loved it. All the kids enjoying it.